Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome everybody to another edition of CMC Radio. I'm your host, Rob May. I hope everyone's having a good Tuesday so far. It's Tuesday, October 13th. It's 3:30 p.m. here on the East Coast. And excited to have back on the show today Dr. Tommy Yawkey. Tommy, how you doing today?
Very good, Rob. Yeah, thank you for the invitation and welcome you and all the audience, right?
There you go. That's why we love having Dr. Yawkey on, because he has such excitement behind him. So, Dr. Yawkey, for everyone just joining us today, this is part three of a four-part series that we're doing with Dr. Yawkey, and an extraordinary guy, and, you know, he's done a lot of different things, obviously, you know, over the course of his lifetime and his career. And, you know, with a lot of people, obviously, you know, a big step of their life is, you know, moving out of their parents' house. And, you know, not just that, but instead of, you know, renting some place, they, you know, they want a place that they can call their own, you know, put their little stamp on it, piece of property, something nice for them to, you know, start their own family. So, you know, Dr. Yawkey has been a pretty successful real estate broker, I would say, right?
Yeah, I'm an agent. Yeah, exactly. Yep. And
absolutely.
And co-partner with my wife.
And of course, well, you have to do everything with the wife. You know that.
She's owner of the company and co-owner and co-worker, right?
Absolutely.
It works out well.
So, you know, and I know that a big part of the house buying process is really trusting, and you know it's tough to know because you know there's salespeople involved, and you know Dr. Yawkey, you can vouch for this. You know everyone is out there to make some sort of profit, right?
Right, exactly. Yep.
So let me ask you this, Dr. Yawkey, and I want to just bring back your background and such a little bit later, but
sure.
I want to tackle the question of how do you personally, when you're working with people through this process, how do you try to make them feel comfortable about what they're doing and how your approach is?
Right, and now basically how they're doing it, that's right, which is also equally as critical. You know, just doing the right pattern, the choice pattern, which is really ideal. Yeah, now what I usually do is invite the clients out into the office, for example, in a round table kind of a thing. The old, round table idea where I share pictures with them of the houses I've got from various communities around there, from the Pittsburgh area, okay? And then what I do then is begin reeling in phrases that I want them to know which ones they would like to purchase, or possibly purchase, you see?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones they like, in other words, right? And we go around and talk about them, and then I ask them, what do you like about the particular property? Well, I really like the yellow color off the outside, you know, the vinyl, that kind of thing.
Sure.
Or its location, you see, near a school. It could be so many different things. That's what I'm trying to get at, the person's focus or the interest, you know, in purchasing.
Absolutely.
Or, for example, saying, well, gee, you know, this house will be great for my mom and dad and my two uncles, you know, who need help, you know, in a flat level home, a ranch home, that kind of a thing. And that's kind of a stuff I need to think about. So you can't really go up to them and fill them out a test, give them a test on this stuff.
Sure.
It's really cool. Absolutely. Oral kinds of stuff, you know what I mean? And you learn a lot from them, actually, and about what they're doing and up, you know, what they're doing around them. So many need a lot of advisement because they, for example, they don't know how to begin the process. You see what I mean?
Right.
Which is natural for all of us at one point in time. So that's
absolutely
really about it. Then you find out what area, you know, they like in, for example. And in terms of real estate, the primary thing is location, finding the right place, you see, for the group, the couple moving in, and that kind of stuff.
Now, exactly. Dr. Yawkey, when you do approach, or when people do approach you, how often do they not know a lot of things? I mean, what do you find yourself really educating them on? I mean, what should people know prior to buying a home?
Okay, yes. For so many of us, our first experiences with home buying tend to be really, really, in some cases, painful. In some cases, trying to find out, you know, what to do. But then we kind of, I, for example, my first round with this stuff failed at so many different kinds of things. And then I says, wow, what's happening here? I'm making a fool of myself, you know, that kind of thing. But it turned out okay because I stuck to it. You see what I mean? I would not give up. That's my mom and dad's training. You don't give up. You get down with the ship.
Of course.
But anyway, that's a, yeah, that's kind of the thing. But yeah, for example, some of the interesting things, okay, come up. For example, is, you know, what house can I afford? Okay, and there then you'll need really a much more of a counselor. You see what I mean? To be able to have them identify what can I afford, what can I can't afford, what are the houses, that kind of thing. You see? And it pops out over a period of time. It really does. You know, this is too expensive. Boy, I, you know, need to look at something lower in price, that kind of stuff. So that's one aspect about what can I afford if I'm affordable. And then also finding these affordable properties is also really critical. Okay? You can go to a lot of sales of houses, but so many times they aren't really the ones that you would want to buy immediately. You need some thought, basically.
Right.
And also there's a whole area called home buyer counseling. And there I would really urge, okay, folks to choose an agency of their choice and then basically then, you know, select an agent, okay, that you can really feel you can trust. For example, you can ask the person, well, how many houses have you sold in this neighborhood? Okay? And if they say to you, well, Henrietta, I've sold 3. Well, how many years have you been in real estate? 25. Then you say to yourself, hey, you know what I mean? If I'm in 25 years and I've only sold 3 houses in a neighborhood of around 100 people, there must be something going on. You see what I mean? Which tells me then I would basically try to look for a different agent or another agent with comparable kinds of philosophy, that kind of stuff. You see what I mean? So it really depends upon the person that you get. And also, there is, I'd like to introduce, okay, something that I just found out this morning. One of my PhDs is in, one of my graduate degrees is in research. And I came across something, okay, that I marveled at, okay, in terms of its clarity, in terms of its breadth and depth, in showing people how to deal with what house can I afford and that type of thing. And it's called a brochure. The brochure is called, and I'll read the title, A Guide for First-Time Home Buyers.
Okay.
A guide, G-U-I-D-E, for first-time home buyer. And it is beautiful. You can also use this for second-time home buyers or home buyers who have sold their house, you say, moving on to another place, that kind of a thing. But it's a tremendous guide produced in Jersey, in New Jersey, and they call this particular company, let me find this. They have a long name for this particular thing, but it's really neat. In fact, I'm really happy I found it because I was not aware of this thing existing, and I wish when I teach my real estate classes I could have something like this because it has a whole document. Everything is in there that you need, okay? Anyway, the company, the agency in Jersey, okay, Chris Christie's area, it's called Producing, Preserving, and Providing Housing That New Jersey Residents Can Afford. Now, this is only for New Jersey as a residents, for the United States, basically. Because basically the home requirements for purchase are roughly the same from coast to coast, border to border. You know, from New York all the way to California, Montana all the way down to Texas, that kind of stuff, which is kind of nice.
Okay.
And
that's
you guys
good,
can, I would really, consider, in fact, I kind of bugged them this morning also, and asked them if they could contact, it's called HMFA. Okay, that's the agency in New Jersey that produces this. And from what I can understand from my discussion with them this morning, this is a free document. So what does that mean? Well, you just simply give them a call on the telephone, give them your name and your address. It's got to be a regular address, they can send things through, and it won't be sent back, that kind of thing, you know.
Sure.
It's called the Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency, HAMFA. Okay, and you can identify it as the New Jersey Housing and Mortgage Finance Agency. And boy, do they show you! It's easy read. Also, I was surprised about that. Usually these things can come very difficult, but this is an easy read, very common.
Sure.
And I would ask you then to call two numbers. One of them is 1-800. I was digging around this morning, man. Anyway, it's 1-800 N, capital N, J, for New Jersey, okay? House,
okay.
Capital H-O-U-S-E. And that's kind of wanting a house, whether it be New Jersey, New York, Montana, or, you know, in Pennsylvania, for example. Why not? And the number is, for calling into that number, is 1-800, and it would be 654-6873. And then you'd answer the phone, and then basically you'd be talking with some person in NJHMFA, the New Jersey agency, okay, to develop this particular brochure. And then asking basically to send you a copy of the NJHMFA booklet, okay, on housing development, housing buying, housing selling, housing getting a mortgage. It's truly a godsend. It really is. And because it puts weeks, years, and years together of coursework you would take in real estate, this kind of one booklet. You know, it's really neat.
Wow.
And also you can call, I also dig out the, I bug them again and ask them for the main switchboard, okay, for that particular NJHMFA. And they said, okay. It's 609-278-7400-00700. And also, I would recommend you going to the website, and it's www.n-small-n-small-j-small-h-o-u-s-i-n-g.government. And there you're going to find this whole book, you know, straightened out for you right in your own, you know, computer and so forth. It's beautiful. It really is a neat thing. So I really urge you to go out and get that book, and it's free, from what I understand, okay? So basically they'll be sending it to your home address, and you'll be able to begin your study of, you know, how to buy a house, how to mortgage a house, you know, what do I do before prior closing? Okay, what's the home inspection? Do I need them, okay? Applying for a mortgage, making an offer, that kind of stuff. One of the things that I would not do is that you finish up all these forms and you finally decide on a house and then go on towards doing your settlement kinds of stuff and you put a date when you want a closing. That is actually by the house. At closing, it's called closing or settlement, and where you pay them the money needed, necessary for your mortgage, and then they in turn at the end will give you the keys for the house, which is kind of a nice situation. But one of the things not to do is before your closing is to, one of my clients, who's in central Pennsylvania, ran on out with her, with his wife, and they bought a, right before, 2 days before settlement, oh my heavens, they bought a huge, huge motorbike, or motorboat, okay, with an air and rude room engine and the whole bit. It was beautiful, but they failed to remember what the book said. It says, don't go out and buy a huge extravagant boat or a new car or a new whatever, you see, 2 days or 3 days before you're going to have settlement. Because then the federal government, HUD, H-U-D, has these, they call them hangdowns. Hangdowns ask you for your name. They get your name and your address, your parent, your partner name and address, and then begin looking for what other kinds of debts do you have. And even though some people will say, you know, it's only 2 months away before I have settlement, that kind of stuff. It's too far away. But it's not. Not with the computers nowadays. And the concern of the government, that you should not be able to buy the house and then get flunked out of it. You see what I mean? By not saying it. So they're very careful about that. That's a way to lose your mortgage very quickly if you go out and buy these extravagant gifts. Because the government will remove the mortgage with the mortgage company. I mean, it's a catch-22. You lose, basically.
Wow.
So stay away from that stuff. It's poison.
Absolutely. No, and that's a good point that you brought up. And I'm glad, you know, Dr. Yawkey, that you are mentioning, you know, these different resources that are out there and different things that people should know, because that's obviously the point. I mean, there's a lot of things that the general public probably isn't aware of.
Right, exactly. Uh-huh. And also how to look for an agent, for example, like selling. How did the person sold? Where do they sell them, that kind of stuff, and, you know, how many years you've been in the business, you see, that kind of thing. And, if the person is in the business a long time, like 40, 50, 60 years, and having sold 4 or 5 houses, then you wanted to rethink. I would consider rethinking. That
sure.
kind of thing. So anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's it in a kind of a nutshell, Royale. So it's really neat. It really is.
Very cool.
Exciting, Rob, and very neat on the cutting edge also. And
sure.
I wouldn't be concerned that much about mortgages. The mortgages nowadays are going down, really down, way down, way down, because they want to make it more profitable and more affordable for all
right.
the people, most of the people, to buy their dream home. You see what I mean?
Of course.
So it works out. It works out. So
that's actually one of the questions I was going to ask you, because I know that with with the massive recession that we've had, and people have run into a lot of issues with their mortgages and such, and you're saying that they're bringing them down so that people can actually afford to live in the houses
right,
that they really
exactly,
want.
Right, exactly, huh? Right.
Now, in your particular area.
The federal government will accept a mother's and father's help, okay, but in the buying process. That won't be
sure.
a problem anymore. It was years ago, because you couldn't use what you would call alien monies other than yourself, you see?
Right.
They wanted you to use your own monies at, 20 years ago? Now it's not really required. You can use other people's
right.
money as well. Parents, aunts and uncles, Aunt Sophie, and no good old Uncle John. And tackle them.
Right.
And that kind of stuff, right?
Now, in your particular area, Dr. Yawkey, where you practice, your businesses, are you, have you seen the housing market, with a great effect? Has it been, I know you're saying that it's easier now. So in general, have you seen more people buying?
Yes, there are far more people buying houses now in central Pennsylvania and in the Pittsburgh and Philadelphia area than I've ever seen in a long time, because of the pulling back of this very strict regimentations and people flunking themselves out, you see what I mean?
Right.
Before they even can get the mortgage, that kind of stuff. Right.
Sure.
You read books like this, which we tell you step by step by step. This is what you do, this is what you don't do. Keep away from that.
Right. Yeah.
So, but it is really, and more people are buying. They really are. They can begin to afford it. If also,
that's
what
great.
Is now being done is also when you sell a house, the mortgage company will now try to look at to say, is this house affordable with the people within the in the environment, in the neighborhood, you see what I mean? Could anybody in the person in the neighborhood buy that particular house with a down payment? Usually the down payment, Rob, as you know, is 20% of the listing price.
Right.
Or the sales agreed to price, that kind of a thing. So it's one-fifth, in terms of money. But again, that money can be gotten from the government, it can be gotten from your aunts and uncles and, that kind of stuff, and also yourself, your partner's money. So that's,
of course.
So everything comes out well. So
that's great.
Yeah.
That's really good.
So it's really exciting.
So Dr. Yawkey, when you're working with somebody, what are some of the things that you hope that they take away from their experience with you?
Right. So many have their fear of the mortgage companies. So many have their fear of, I just experienced that a couple of 3 months ago when some guy was basically thrown out of his house because he didn't make his mortgage payments on the prescribed time, and that was such a waste. I went to him and says, Henry, I will be able to, at no cost, I will be able to negotiate with you a refinance, or we call it a refinance on your home, okay, with your mortgage bank. And I'd be willing to come with you and sit down with a mortgage guy, and he won't bite your head off. I'll bite him back if he does. That guy's not right. Because you don't do those things, you see, especially not with your clients. But he said, no, Tom, I'd rather try to tackle this myself. And in the meantime, though, what happened was he got his kicked out of the house, his wife kicked out of the house, and the sheriff removed him from the house. And that was that was done, my friend. It was a shame.
Yeah.
And he didn't need to do that. You see what I mean? He could just reach with this book and say, well, gee, what about a refinance? I know I'm behind. For example, they could say, I'm behind. I lost my job, last month. And they'd be able, to explain it to the and the bank would not now listen to that kind of stuff and write it down, you see? I mean, it's all very more encompassing. That's what I want to say, too, Rob. Very, very close, It's very circular. And unlike, years ago, if you didn't have the money, you can't buy it. There are many loopholes now to help out. So
absolutely, yeah. And so, that leads to another question that I was going to ask. What should people do when they find themselves in that situation where they're overextended.
Right. Exactly. Then go. I would recommend if you go read to the bank and begin thinking about refinancing, and let them know some of the things that they've come across. You know, for example, my house, part of it burnt down, and I had to move to another house. You see what I mean? All that part now the federal government is taking in consideration, you see, for this kind of a thing.
Sure.
And also, if you a more fashionable meaning power, a more fashionable person might be, for example, a lawyer that you usually use. Or if you're not using one, then call them up, talk amongst your friends, and making sure that you have at least three to choose from. That's what the federal government, by and large, suggests. One out of the three people, you know, you choose, okay? And then you should be okay. Because he's been tried and true, or she's been tried and true, you know, and come through beautifully. So, anyway, so that's really a neat thing, too, also, making sure. See, when people feel they're still... They feel they're so in a corner. They can't move. You see what I mean? And that's when it begin emotions, you know, that kind of stuff. About being a failure, about can't do this and can't do that kind of stuff. When there's no need for that, you see?
There's always options.
People out there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, right.
So is that one of the big misconceptions then you would say about people when they're getting into, you know, buying a house? They think that, you know, if you miss your payments or if you're struggling financially, that's it, it's over, get ready to, you know, get kicked out or move out.
Yeah, and that's what, well, see, that's another a darn bad thing. And I'm saying that very in a neat sense because there's other words to say the same thing, but some of my people, for example, will get a mortgage, and process in a year, come through beautifully, right? And then they call me and say, oh, Dr. Yaki, I think I'm not be able to pay my mortgage this month. Then I ask them, well, what's your next step? Well, my wife and I are going to walk out of the house and leave it to the bank. And that's Henry, that's one thing you don't do.
Right.
As soon as the owner leaves the house and abandons the house, the government steps in.
Right.
Because it then is now owned by the government. You can't do that to the government property, you see?
Sure.
And it's very clear. And then the people really feel bad because they've done really a stupid thing, actually, if you think about it a bit. But, you know, I've always thought about that. I told the guy, too, that I would come help him, actually, and rake the grass to make it look better. You see what I mean? So the person could buy it. But this bank was in New York, and it was a very different kind of a bank and very, very different kind of a setting that we have here in Pennsylvania, you know. Anyway, but it's coming out much better, though, Robin, than it was before. There's more in the situation there. Yeah, we used to get our mortgages, for example, way back in 1990 out of, believe it or not, we used to send to California and get our mortgage for a Pennsylvania home. Or Arizona was proud of, you know, permitting people to buy homes with Arizona money, that kind of a thing. But now it's kind of like gone, you know. There's so many banks around now, for example, and things like that. So, but things are coming through, and people are also now knowing how to work with the government also. We think of the government as, no, we're way back in Washington, D.C., they won't help us. Well, they will, you know, if you go into, for example, like this this homeowners association in New Jersey, okay, for example, writing them a letter, preserving and asking for this book, this pamphlet they have. How do you preserve and protect, provide housing, okay, for New Jersey and other residents that can afford? It's kind of nice, I think, to be able to say, I'm part of the group. Yeah, and you certainly are, right? So, whether there's tools in here and the whole bit, who to contact, you know, the lawyers kinds of things as you go through, what equity means, what escrow means, that kind of thing. And incidentally, as an outside, so many of, there's one or two of my people who have lost their escrow monies, or I would say a goodwill monies, good fund money, you know, that kind of stuff, where you give it basically a 20%, that kind of stuff, basically shows your goodwill in buying the property. And so many times, sometimes these accounts disappear. It doesn't happen every day, but, you know, sometimes these things just go through the boards. But the people who need to know that particular stuff, that the money that you provide them is put into an escrow account, it must, by government reality. And then they hold this until your settlement. you see, and then things then opened up. So it works out, you know, with all, you know, all this new government kinds of regulation now. It's called HAFA, H-A-F-A. And when you can look at that on the web, too, and find out all kinds of good stuff about HAFA and what they require. Okay, so anyway,
right.
I thought you guys could enjoy that, myself as well as the audience, too, enjoying all this new stuff.
Absolutely.
Coming through.
I mean, you know, that's the importance of having, you know, you on this series right now, is really just trying to inform people about what, you know, the things out there that they're not going to necessarily know. You know, because real estate can be tricky. It's not just you walk into a place that you love and you put down a bunch of money and that's it, because it's an investment,
right.
And it's definitely a risk on your end. And, you know, there's a lot to know. So that's very, you know, those are great resources that you've shared with us so far today. And for everyone just joining us, we're wrapping up the last couple of minutes now with Dr. Tommy Yawkey, out of the Pennsylvania area. I mean, you work out of three states primarily, right? You have three different licenses?
Right. Yeah, I've got a license in Pennsylvania and in West Virginia and also in Maryland.
Right. So we have Dr. Yawkey coming back in 2 weeks for part four of this series. But while we still have you on the line, Dr. Yawkey, we have about 3 minutes or so. What would you say is, in your opinion, the key element that makes a great property or a great house just that great?
Right. One of the primary things my wife and I always look for is basically proximity of the home to the shopping center, to the churches, to the synagogues, the various religions, you know, that we belong to.
Sure.
And also then the bus stop itself, for example, is primary. And is there a policeman there on the block to, you know, watch the kids getting on the bus? That kind of stuff.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff, you know, just it seems so simple. But yet it's simple, but yet not simple, especially when our families get involved in the whole thing and are crucial for it. I know years ago we used to hitchhike, you know, from the school on way to home. And then the cars would pick us up and drive us over to the home. But I know my mother got me a few times. She saw me a few times hitchhiking. And that was it for my generation of hitchhiking. she was too careful. That's mamas and dads, yeah.
Sure, of course, yeah.
But, so that's, yeah. It was one of my role models, my mother, and also my dad. So, yeah, neat days, yeah. And off of the window, boy, can I go back to those neat days, right, and live them again?
Well, Dr. Yawkey,
right?
With, of course we do. And, you know, and that's another thing, too, that it's important to mention, that when you're buying a house, you're looking for a place that you can build memories, and you have your family, and you start a family there, and, you know, you want the best for them, obviously. I mean, it's very important. That's why it's, you know, again, that's why finding that right place with the right, you know, proximity to school, proximity to church, whatever it is that you're into, that's all the things that you're looking for. And, you know, and like I said, that's why it's great to have you on, to kind of help people who kind of know what they want, where they're going. It's just that there's so much information that maybe they don't know. And it's always good to have an outside, you know, perspective. And that's why I value having you on the show for the four episodes that we do. Now, Dr. Yawkey, as we're coming down to the last minute here now, how about you tell us, you know, the best ways to reach out to you, best ways to contact you, and any final thoughts you might have for today's episode?
Yeah, I would go right to the Google, for example, google.com, and, you know, basically put in my name, you know, Thomas Yawkey, Y-A-W-K-E-Y, and you'll find some neat references through those volumes, you know, on Google alone. Yeah, given the fact that I've taught some 55 years at Penn State University, which was a joy and a tremendous, you know, tremendous plus for me in my head, my feather in my cap. it was really, really neat. And so you'll see a lot of that stuff in there, the various amount of books I've published, that kind of stuff, and all kinds of other stuff that's now ongoing, you know.
Perfect. Well, Dr. Yawkey, we do have to say goodbye for today, but we will have you back in 2 weeks' time, all right?
Well, thank you, Rob. Yeah, and thank you for all those listening and attending and on base.
All right. Well, from everybody here at CMC Radio, this is Rob May thanking Dr. Tommy Yawkey, and go check him out. And, hey, from everybody here at CMC, have a great day, guys, and we'll talk to you soon. Take care, everybody.
Very good. Yep, good night. Have a good one. Yeah. And we'll be back in touch very shortly. All right.